This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says a mix of temperatures and above normal precipitation is expected for much of the country for the period of April 28th through May 4th. We will hear more from Rippey next.
Start your trading day the right way with Market Matters, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network's first look at the grain markets. Every morning, we bring you the numbers from the overnight session, plus a quick snapshot of the macroeconomy and what's driving market moves. Need to know what's coming next? Market Matters gives you a daily preview of market-moving news and reports so you're ready for the trading day ahead. And don't miss our daily livestock market outlook. Get the analyst predictions before the markets open. Get the edge you need. Tune into Market Matters every weekday morning, only on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey provides the details of the 8 to 14 day weather forecast.
The last 3 days of April and the first 4 days in May. Colder air expected to move in to some areas of the country by the weekend and into early next week. And it looks like that will persist into this 8 to 14 day outlook. Actually expecting below normal temperatures from the northern and central plains eastward to the northern half of the Atlantic coast states.
Rippey says parts of the plain should expect rain and some wind events from multiple slow-moving weather systems over the next few days.
Rain and late season snow, kind of elevation dependent. You get into the high plains, parts of Montana, even the western Dakotas, we could see some wet snow there. Other areas, it'll just be a cold rain. And another feature of this slow-moving storm will be wind. Already starting to see winds ramping up in places like the Great Basin. And those high winds will follow this system, which will get kind of a second life as it moves east of the Rockies. And we do expect quite a wind event later this week in places like Montana and the Dakotas, likely extending southward through the Great Plains and eastward into the upper Midwest.
He points out that there is active weather potential in areas within a cold front trailing a slow-moving weather system.
Slow-moving and very powerful storm system will be the potential for mid to late week severe weather along the storm's trailing cold front, and that could start happening as early as the middle of the week and then last several days as that cold front inches eastward toward the Mississippi Valley. So look for a multi-day severe weather outbreak. At this early stage, not expecting a huge outbreak like what we saw back on April 17th.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.